the Allied Media Conference returns to the city of Detroit. Really excited to talk about it. There's a lot of great programming that they do every time the conference happens. A lot of really wonderful stuff happening, and we are joined by organizers Liz Kennedy and Mars Marshall. Thanks for coming into studio, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
So coming up this weekend, not this weekend, but it will take place Thursday, pretty close to the weekend for the holiday. Tell us about the Allied Media Conference for folks who are not familiar with it, when it was begun 22 years ago now, what kind of program you guys usually offer, and what is really, really the goal?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I'm Mars. I use they and he pronouns. And as you just mentioned, this is the 22nd Allied Media Conference. And for over 22 years, the AMC has convened a vast network of people making media for liberation. We provide a space for celebration, strategizing, skill sharing, and movement building. And for many years, the AMC has been a living, breathing network, which emerges out of over two decades of relationship building across issues, identities, organizing practices, and creative mediums. We started back in 1999 as the Midwest Zine Conference in Bowling Green, Ohio, and actually moved to Detroit in 2007 as the Allied Media Conference. And since moving to Detroit, the conference has been sort of increasingly a home for young, queer, disabled, Black folks, Indigenous folks, folks of color, coming from low-income communities who are using media to transform the world.
I mean, it is a wonderful conference that you guys put on, and is now it's every other year now. You guys are back since the pandemic for the first time in person. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 2020, along with the rest of the world and people that were thinking about organizing spaces, we held an entirely virtual convening, which saw over 5,000 people, which was pretty major. And this year, we're excited to return to some in-person programming, but we'll be offering over 130 sessions online, as well as some of our programming here in Detroit.
Liz, I'd like to get you in on the conversation as well. As you guys are both organizers, I'm assuming you've been with the Allied Media Conference for a bit now. What are some of your favorite aspects of putting on this conference here in Detroit?
Thanks, Amanda. This is Liz here. I use she and they pronouns. So we are thrilled to open up the conference on Thursday with a keynote speech from the founder of the Knapp Ministry, Tricia Hersey. She created the Rest is Resistance and Rest is Reparations frameworks, and she founded the Knapp Ministry to be an originator of the movement to really understand the liberatory power of rest for Black folks. And I personally am super excited for our incredible AMC at Night programming that we'll be hosting at the Contemporary Art Museum this weekend, and that's produced by Tunde Olarion, incredible Flint artist. And they have produced these performances that'll be occurring over a three-night festival showcasing artists at the intersection of art and social change. And that'll be at the Detroit Distillery on Thursday as well. So one of the headliners that I'm most looking forward to is Serpent with Feet, a really amazing musician out of Baltimore who explores a world that just treats Black, queer love and joy as paramount.
They're great. We've played them on the show before.
I just found them a few months ago. Oh, my gosh. I'm excited.
Yes, be there.
You don't want to miss out.
No, not at all.
When is that show happening again at MOCAD?
That's actually going to be Saturday, July 2nd at MOCAD. Doors open at 9 o'clock p.m. And, yeah, feel free to visit our website to grab tickets for that. It's going to be a really amazing show. Not only do we have Serpent with Feet, but we also have Super Cool Wicked, who is really phenomenal, such an exciting artist here in Detroit.
Absolutely. And Super Cool Wicked will be joined by Black Moonchild, Keswa, Sabatai, and Auntie Chanel, all incredible Detroit artists who are really helping push the culture forward. And then the last AMC at Night artists I'm excited to uplift is Bearcat, who is actually a British artist, London-born. She's had sets at Afropunk, Guggenheim, the Panorama Music Festival, and we're just really excited to welcome her to Trey and for her to add her own special magic to the thriving Black electronic music community here.
We're in studio right now with Mars Marshall and Liz Kennedy, organizers for this year's Allied Media Conference. And one of the great things I think about AMC, it's called the Allied Media Conference, is not only the programming that you guys do, but there is so much community and so much new community built every time this happens here in the city.
Yeah, absolutely. One question that we're always asking ourselves is, how do we ensure that we're not just bringing people together just for the conference weekend, but ensuring that the work and the magic of that weekend extends far beyond the conference? So just as you mentioned, so many people come to the conference, they meet each other, they launch new programs, they launch new projects, they think about new like organizing strategies. And it's really in those communities that we begin to see certain movements really take off and thrive due to having the space to actually convene with a lot of care and intention.
That's really cool. Do you have an example of that you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think one example that I would love to sort of bring forward is the Design Justice Network. So they convened as a network gathering, which is sort of thought of as like a mini conference embedded within the conference. And you got all of these people that came together to think about design in many, many different ways, and they formed these principles in terms of thinking about, like, how do we use design for justice? What does that look like? When we're designing with these principles in mind, we can make sure that we have design that is truly for our movements and for our communities.
Yeah, very cool. And you guys have also moved from Midtown, where usually the conference has happened there over the course of the 22 years that the Allied Media Conference has been happening here in the city. And now you've moved to the beautiful campus of Marygrove. Why?
Yeah. We're so excited to be at Marygrove's campus. And as you mentioned, it's such a beautiful campus. And it's also a campus that means a lot to Detroiters. Like, a lot of us have so much experience at that conference, or at that college campus, from being very, very young kids to being adults. And we really were thinking a lot about, in this moment, how are we building critical connections with Detroiters? And what does it look like for us to have a more accessible space for Detroiters to come to? So not prioritizing the Midtown and downtown area. And we think that being on Marygrove's campus would be a more accessible, neighborhood-centric way of gathering folks. And the AMC's priority, first and foremost, is Detroit, right? And thinking a lot about the movement work that has emerged in Detroit, and also how Detroiters also need a space to come, thrive, meet each other, and think about the organizing strategies that we need here in the city.
Now, if you can, talk a little bit about the Black millennials in the city and how this is something that can bring all of us together in a space that we have a shared collective space that we can have ideas moving and growing. Can you talk a little bit about how this can bring in that younger generation of Black Detroiters?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the thing that's really important to uplift in your question is that the move to Detroit for the AMC happened because of young Black Detroiters going all the way out to Bowling Green, Ohio, and bringing just like that sheer fire and organizing energy and thinking a lot about, you know, how do we really decompose our ways of being right now? And it's young folks that are at the forefront of doing some really, really important movement work, especially here in Detroit, right? And this is a really important space to think about for them as well, right? What are all of the ideas that they have that they want to infuse into the space? And each AMC, we also offer like childcare, so people can like bring their kids. Their kids are well taken care of as they engage in content. But we're also really excited to have a youth art space, so that youth can come together and think about, what does our media look like, right? How do we sort of make things that communicate what we need our world to be? And it's really exciting to think about that youth maker space, because we really see some really innovative ideas. So it's not just millennials coming into the space. It's thinking about, at this point, the folks that come after millennials, right, and what they have
Gen
to offer.
Gen Z, Gen Alpha, the younger ones are coming up right after Gen Z, Gen Alpha. So, yeah.
Oh my God, I haven't even heard of Gen Alpha.
Gen Alpha?
I have a lot of nieces and nephews, so Gen Alphas are running around my house right now. So
I'd also like to briefly uplift the fact that the Black Power movement has such a rich lineage in the city of Detroit. And so much of our roots are really there. And so today's Black liberation organizers are just adding to this already really powerful lineage that we have here in the city. I always love to tell folks that the first ever national convening of the Black Lives Matter movement happened as an AMC network gathering in 2015. So we have a long and rich lineage of Black folks coming together to heal, to abolish white supremacy and to get on the same page and share strategies for our collective liberation.
I love that. Thank you so much for stepping in there, Tia. Learning something new again, Gen Alpha. Wow. Again, we're in studio with Mars Marshall and Liz Kennedy, organizers for this year's Allied Media Conference happening here in the city of Detroit. Has moved from Midtown to the Mary Grove campus. And again, a great thing about that, too, is you're so close to Livernois and to the Avenue of Fashion, mm-hmm. which is now, again, walkable. The construction is wrapped
yes,
up there.
Finally.
And it is so busy. Every night I go down there, especially Friday night or Saturday night, when I drive past that area, there's so many people out walking. It really does showcase a wonderful area of the city.
Absolutely. And I'm glad that you're bringing that up because, you know, as we convene on Mary Grove's campus, I think it's going to be such a beautiful opportunity for Detroiters that have not gotten the opportunity to head that way to also experience like the Avenue of Fashion and to think about like the lineage of the Avenue of Fashion and what it was like, you know, in the 60s and the 70s and like to see it in this iteration now is really amazing. It's breathtaking. Mm-hmm.
So we talked about a lot of stuff that's going to be happening at this year's conference. But, you know, when you mentioned childcare, it made me think, and then you talked about younger generations, Tia. Yeah. How young does the programming at the Allied Media Conference go? And have you guys put a lot of thought or effort into you know, the kids, literally the kids mm-hmm. who are going to be there and teaching them?
Yeah, absolutely. We've historically always had a kids track, a youth track. And this year with childcare and a childcare space, it'll be programmed for, you know, kids to meet each other, right, and mm-hmm. to learn from each other, and also for them to do some, like, really fun hands-on things. I remember being at Wayne State's campus in 2018, and the kids track had a session called Dressing Up for the Revolution. And these kids, they made costumes and made noisemakers, and they paraded through the Student Center at Wayne State. And I like to think of that moment, especially in the context of where we are right now, mm-hmm. because it really does take being introduced to that at an early age to get your imagination going on like what's possible. And too often, once we become older, we detach ourselves from our radical imaginations. So we need that kid space, right, to be celebratory, but also for them to say, like, oh, yeah, I'm a part of this movement, too. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's one of the beautiful things about offering childcare for kids, but also as a way to be accessible, right, and think about what does it mean to not leave, like, our folks behind, to not leave kids behind, not leave parents behind,
elders.
But to see that all of us, all of us have a space.
Yeah, that's beautiful. We're talking about the Allied Media Conference. It is kicking off this Thursday here at Mary Grove campus here in the city of Detroit. You can head over to alliedmedia.org to get tickets, I assume, find out all the schedule happening. We've talked about a lot of events, and I want to say, what are you both most excited about this year?
Ooh, that is a great question. So I feel very excited for the opening ceremony, which will be live streamed from Mary Grove this Thursday from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and we're rooting into Detroit's radical lineage as Midnight City, which was the code name for Detroit as the last stop on the Underground Railroad before enslaved people fled to Canada for freedom. So we're basically going to be activating Midnight City as a stop on the Underground Railroad, and we're inviting guests to celebrate and heal and rest our collective imaginations. And that'll include Trisha Hersey, the Nat Bishop's virtual keynote, and our ceremonialists will be Led to Life, the Tetra, Healing by Choice, with a film feature from Mala Forever. And it'll be hosted by our beloved environmental justice organizers in the city, Sawatu Salamra, and her mother, Rhonda Anderson. So I'm very, very excited about that.
And go Mars?
Yeah, I mean, one thing that I think is really important to Uplift is we work with so many artists in the community to, like, make this thing happen. And I've been really excited about a block party that's actually happening in Eastern Market. It's the Welcome Party.
Yes.
It's going to kick off on Thursday at around 7 o'clock p.m. It'll wrap up around 1 o'clock. And the thing that's so amazing is that we organized that party with a crew named Decipher. So shout out to those folks. And it's going to feature performing artists, live sonic workshop stations.
Wow.
And also just like, you know, in partnership with some really cool people. So Detroit Distillery and Eastern Market Brewing Co. are also coming on to make that happen.
We've been talking to Mars Marshall and Liz Kennedy. They were Excuse me. Organizers of this year's Allied Media Conference returning to the city of Detroit in person and digitally as well, online. Thank you guys so much. Where do people go to get more information and get their tickets for the show?
For more information, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Allied Media Conf. And you can find us on our website, amc.alliedmedia.org.
Yes. And we have a 20% discount code for all Detroiters. So please email us. Don't want to miss this.
All right. Thank you guys so much for coming in studio today.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank
you.